Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac, and best word I can come up with to describe today's Bob Almanac is going to be bloated. So many things to get to. Right smack dab in the middle of the whole thing here. It's July 1st, Wednesday, the 183rd day of the year, and because it was a leap year, we have an extra day in the first half. We have exactly 183 days remaining after today.
All right.
So think about that just for a moment while you settle in. This is our invention of the day. 1200 on this date, the Chinese invented sunglasses. The Chinese, they've given us a lot of things. They gave us COVID-19. They gave us so many other things and sunglasses on this date, 1200.
Nice.
And I had a guy drop me off some sunglasses at last week's. I have an official sunglass provider.
I remember that.
Of the all-request lunch hour. He came in, he said, hey, I sell sunglasses. Here you go. That's the kind of effect that we have on in the all-request lunch hour. People just, he's just driving around. He didn't even stay there. He just showed up, pulled up, came in, gave me some sunglasses and left.
That's pretty cool.
It's good to be the host of the all-request lunch hour.
I got freeze-dried food packages.
At your remote?
Yeah.
Yummy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was 1200. A big day today in postal service and postal carriers and the USPS. 1845 uniform postal rates went into effect. There had been postal rates different throughout the whole country. Different post offices were charging different prices for postage. That changed on this date, 1845. Postal rates were the same throughout the United States. And then 1847, the first adhesive postage stamps went on sale. How handy was that? You got your 5-cent Ben Franklin or your 10-cent George Washington postage stamps.
Okay.
So a big salute to our postal carriers here today. 1867, this is the day in Canada.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land.
Oh, Canada being sung. You know, Oh, Canada didn't become the national anthem of Canada until 1980.
Really?
They had sung it, but it wasn't the official national anthem.
Okay.
I think it was the Dudley Do-Right theme, I think, at one point was before that. But that was 1980, O Canada proclaimed the national anthem. And it was on this date in 1867. The reason that this is Canada Day is because they became one. The Confederation of Upper and Lower Canada and the Maritime Provinces became the Dominion of Canada with the installment of the British North America Act. That was the state, 1867. Kind of wimpy, wouldn't you think? Our Independence Day, hey, we're rising up against, tyranny.
The Redcoats.
And the Redcoats and, the King and all this taxation without representation. And for Canada Day, it's just a British North American Act. It's an act that passed. But that's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to do what they got to do. 1867. 1898, Teddy Roosevelt became a hero. He became a household name. It was the Spanish-American War on this date. He and his Rough Riders ran up on San Juan Hill in Cuba.
It was a victorious
assault, 1898. Theodore Roosevelt and his Rough Riders. Isn't that one of the Canadian football teams? CFL?
The Rough Riders.
Edmonton? No. So somebody's a Rough Rider. Saskatchewan, I think. Look it up. Please, Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I just want to see if I'm right or not.
Okay.
1949 this date, locally.
Channel 4, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Now, the Dave Moore News. Good evening, everyone. Tonight's
so this date, Channel 4 went on the air. WCCO-TV, Channel 4, 1949. KSTP actually beat them to it. In 1948, Channel 5 went on the air. Channel 4 went on the air in 49. And actually, WDGY Radio had the first TV station ever in the Twin Cities, but it was experimental in the 30s. Did you know that, Neil?
I did not.
You do now.
I do.
Because you listen to the Bob Almanac.
And it is the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Yes. God, I know my CFL. I'm proud of myself. The Hamilton Bulldogs.
Tiger Cats.
That's close. One for one. That's all. Okay. The run is done.
Right.
So 1963, more mail news and postal news. Zone improvement plan. Zip codes.
Oh, sure.
So if you don't know what zip means, you do now. It's zone improvement plan.
Okay.
Those zip codes introduced to help organize and make things easier for the United States Postal Service. 1963-67.
With Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, we hope you will enjoy the show.
How could you help but not enjoy the show?
Sergeant Pepper's
so this
such a great album.
Yeah, it was. Great cover. Everything about it was great.
We listened to it over and over. My brother had it.
And it was great that it went to number one on this date. In the United States, it was there for 15 weeks.
Nice.
In 67. Let's jump ahead to 79.
You really feel the music with the Sony Walkman?
The Sony Walkman is a tiny stereo cassette player with truly incredible sound.
You really feel the music, you really feel it.
So the Sony Walkman, or I like to call Walkman.
Right.
The Sony Walkman, introduced in Japan on this date, 1979. It would go on sale here in the U.S. in the summer of 1980. Portable cassette player. It was revolutionary.
Huge.
It changed the way we listen to music, Neil.
That sounded like Morgan Freeman.
It wasn't, though. It 1980.
Wasn't. You can help stop it. Learn to protect yourself and your friends. Find out more. Write to McGruff, the crime dog, and help take a bite out of crime.
So McGruff the Crime Dog made his debut this date. He took a bite out of crime for the first time.
Happy 40th.
Happy birthday, McGruff the Crime Dog. And contrary to popular belief, he did not hit 36 home runs in 89 for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay.
He did not.
I know
you think that he did.
Right.
More baseball news. 1982, Cal Ripken Jr. started a game. He was inserted in the lineup after having the previous few days off. He would not leave the lineup for another 2,215 games.
Shattering Lou Gehrig's record.
He started as a third baseman, and Earl Weaver made him a shortstop.
Thought he was a little too tall for a shortstop.
Why not? He played pretty well. That's right. Most shortstops are about 5'8", I think, on average.
Yeah, he's about 6'3".
He is. You know your Cal Ripken Jr. How much does he weigh? What's his waist size, Neil? What's his chest? What does he wear for a blazer? What's his coat size, huh?
Scarlett, I'm so glad to see you.
We're moving on into birthdays.
Oh, we are.
I've always admired you so. I wish I could be more like you.
Oh, that's Olivia de Havilland. She is basically admiring Scarlett O'Hara there. That's from Gone with the Wind.
Olivia de Havilland, she's got to be.
She's 104.
Wow.
Maybe the oldest of anybody that we ever observe or commemorate here.
Right.
On the Bob Almanac at 104. I have a hard time getting a fever of 104, and she's 104 years old.
Right.
Was that your latest golf score, 104? No,
yeah,
we shouldn't even bring that up. Please, no.
I was on the front.
You are having a medical procedure to improve your golf game in the coming days.
Yes.
And we really hope that it works. So, Olivia de Havilland, 104 on this day.
That's a good run.
Colonel Potter, sir. Corporal Klinger. I'm Section 8, head to toe. I'm wearing a Warner bra. I play with dolls. My last wish is to be buried in my mother's wedding gown. I'm nuts. I should be out. Horse hockey.
What a response there from Sherman Potter. Corporal Klinger, Jamie Farr from MASH, 86 today.
He was a very hairy man for a woman.
Well, a person that hairy should not wear dresses. That's really the lesson we need from that. So Jamie Farr is 86. 85, the guy who played Darth Vader, but not his voice.
Now what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic...
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
I got to be honest, even Jar Jar Binks would not have been afraid of Darth Vader had they used that voice and not James Earl Jones's voice.
Oh, so okay. All right.
Now the actual guy that was the body... You know, James Earl Jones was stocky and short. He couldn't be Darth Vader on screen other than his voice.
And
David Prowse was the body of Darth Vader in the first three movies.
So he had a non-speaking role.
Yes, and he had English. And, of course, the English accent, that's reserved for only Jedi Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Jedi Masters can speak with an English or a fake English accent.
No.
That's real English accent. David Prowse, 85. I mean, it just wouldn't have been good if Obi-Wan, Sir Alec Guinness, and Darth Vader are going back and forth. It's only evil, Darth. When I met you, I was but the master. I learned now I'm the master. We couldn't have had two English accents there. Just wouldn't have worked.
No.
So Blondie is on our list here today. The inspiration for the name Blondie. Her name is Deborah Harry. Some people call her Debbie. She is 75 today. When they came out with Tide Is High, what, 1981? It was a real departure from the earlier stuff, Neil.
Right.
They were kind of known as punk. And then they did a little disco with Call Me. And then they did this. This is like from the tropics.
Yeah.
This is a Caribbean flavor.
Almost. Yacht rock.
Oh, it is yacht rock. Yeah. And you will hear this on my radio on my way to my golf game. Well, I'm not golfing today. I'm going to the All Request Lunch Hour. This will be on there. 75 today. More music.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock. And there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock.
Very they were unique.
They were weird. That was the term I came up with when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then they did Love Shack and some other songs later on that were a little more conformed to radio play.
Right.
A little more to the side of normal. But that is a Fred Schneider, he's 69, singing their Rock Lobster.
Right.
And the B-52s. I love when the girls go, Fred Schneider, 69.
But why bother now that you can use Robco's amazing new kitchen tool, the Super Bass-O-Matic 76? Yes, fish eaters, the days of troublesome scaling, cutting, and gutting are over. Because Super Bass-O-Matic 76 is the tool that lets you use the whole bass with no fish waste without scaling, cutting, or gutting. Here's how it works.
That's great bass. Dan Aykroyd.
One of the best ever.
It's 1A and 1B between that skit and Mel's Char Palace. You pick him, you stun him, you cut him, you cook him.
Right.
Dan Aykroyd, so many things, just not enough to mention here. He is 68 today.
Did a great Tom Schneider, too.
Ferris Bueller's buddy.
A family member dies, and you insult me. What the hell is the matter with you, anyway?
He was Cameron. They used his car, his dad's car,
yes,
on Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That didn't work out too good.
You know, Alan Ruck. Born on this date, 1956. That would make him, what, 64? Did you ever disco to this?
Shame, burning, keep my whole body.
I can see you in your bell bottoms.
Oh, yeah. They were white bell bottoms.
So that's Evelyn Champagne King.
With a purple shirt open to the navel.
She is 60 today.
And the Rockets! Red Bear!
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free.
He was a better runner of the 50-meter dash than he was a singer of the national anthem. He should have tried O Canada, maybe.
Didn't work out at all.
That's Carl Lewis, much-decorated Olympic Hall of Famer. 8 Olympic gold medals.
Stick
8 world championships, 59.
Pretty impressive. Yep.
One wants a maid, one needs his mother. They either want space or they want to smother me. And my heart needs somebody who...
Celebrating on Canada Day.
One of Canada's finest.
Yeah, Michelle Wright. This is her only top 10 here in the U.S., but she had a number of hits north of the border.
Right.
She's 59, Michelle Wright, not to be confused with Shelley Wright.
Right.
Michelle Wright, 61, Brooklyn 99.
Captain Wunsch, good to see you. But if you're here, who's guarding Hades?
He is great as the captain on Brooklyn 99.
That is good.
Andre Brower is 58. That is a good show.
That's a great line.
Pamela Anderson today. She was the first Tool Time girl.
Uh-huh.
She was Lisa, and then there was Heidi.
Yeah.
And this is kind of where Pamela Anderson got her start.
Yes.
She is 53. She was on the TV show Stacked. I'm not sure why they called it that.
Right.
Baywatch. Mm-hmm. They had another alternate term and name for Baywatch. You remember what they called Baywatch? What was the alternate title?
Babe Watch?
Boob Watch.
Oh, Boob Watch.
And then she was on Home Improvement. And I know that you probably have the complete DVD full series set of Stripperella.
Yes.
Don't you?
I do.
That was the animated show she was in. Mm. So the well-known Pamela Anderson, she used to be Pamela Anderson Lee.
Right.
Now she's just Pamela Anderson. They're right. No longer together. She's 53. Reba's buddy.
I'm leaving.
No, I'm leaving.
I am.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Barbara Jean. I'm
one,
gonna...
two, three, shoot.
Yeah.
She was Reba's next-door neighbor and best friend on The Reba Show, and she was born here in the Twin Cities. She's a Twin Cities native, Melissa Peterman. Do you know who I'm talking about? She's a tall, blonde lady.
Yeah,
she
I've
was,
seen her.
And she was in Fargo. She actually played, she was hooker number two.
Okay.
When they were talking to the ladies of the evening in Brainerd.
Yeah.
During the movie Fargo. That's Melissa Peterman, 71, our rapper of the day, Grammy Award winner, Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. Misdemeanor Elliott, Missy.
Serious?
Is 49, and the daughter of Steven Tyler has forged a nice little acting career.
Yes.
She's 43.
Liv Tyler.
Liv.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You didn't say anything.
Oh.
You said she was the daughter of
Well, everybody knows that. Why do okay. I don't even need to say her name then.
Okay. Well, then I was out of line, clearly.
Clearly out of line.
Gone but not forgotten. Academy Award-winning actor Charles Laughton. If you've seen some old movies like Captain Kidd or my favorite, Mutiny on the Bounty, he was in it 1899. We won't have peace in the valley and take my hand, precious Lord. Without the great Thomas Dorsey, who was born on this day, 1899. Does your wife use any Estee Lauder product? Cosmetics mogul.
They use animals.
Estee Lauder, 1908. She was in Airport, 1975, and many other horror movies, including The House of 1,000 Corpses. And, of course, she showed up on Love American Style and The Love Boat, I do believe. Karen Black, 1939. One of my favorite country singers of all time was Keith Whitley.
Tell Lori I love her. Tell Lori I need her. Tell her everything would be.
It's kind of sad, that song.
Yes.
I don't think that was ever released.
No. He was married, of course, to our Fave Five artist, Lori Morgan. She fell in love with him, first his voice and then the man. But he had the demons. He just, he could not shake the alcohol abuse.
What was his blood alcohol level when he died?
Oh, my God. It was
0.4 something?
It was way off the chart. And it was like 10:30 in the morning. They were guy, his best friend, coming to pick him up to go golfing. And they found him dead on the floor, basically. Lori was afraid to go out of town.
In an alternate universe, he is still alive.
Oh, my, yeah.
And he's still singing and doing great things and doing shows, not during COVID-19.
But one of the great voices, Keith Whitley, 1955. And Lady Di, of course, we lost her in the tragic car accident, former Princess of Wales. Lady Diana, born on this day, 1961, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
You guys forgot.
All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Bobby Day, Rockin' Robin. You need to check your process.
Well, I would say your staff forgot the death of Wolfman Jack.
Oh, that was on there. We skipped over that. You know how long the almanac would have been if I would have done the people that died today?
Well, you can't. Wolfman Jack.
I mean, it's too bad. I mean, we'll do his birthday. Bobby Day. We prefer to focus on the positive stuff. So there's Bobby Day, born on this day, 1932, and now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Would you like to start your Bobathon with Martina McBride, Independence Day, Tim McGraw, Grown Men Don't Cry, or Dwight Yoakam, 1,000 Miles from Nowhere?
Yeah, I think Dwight Yoakam.
All you need for summer. KPDG.